I had a dream last night where I was in a foreign town. I think I was on assignment doing photography. I was so exhausted. I was so exhausted and I couldn't find a place to sleep. And for some reason I thought it was okay to sleep inside just a random car that I found because it was starting to rain. I was in a foreign place. I didn't have a hotel room or anything. I got inside a car in the back seat. And I do that and a parade begins to pass by me. And as the parade begins to pass by, simultaneously it begins raining. The old woman who owns the car that I'm sitting in waddles over to the car. She's kind of big. And she sits down. She opens the front door, sits down in the front seat. Doesn't know that I'm in the back seat. So we're just sitting there chilling for like a few seconds. And then finally, I open the door and I get out. And obviously when I open the door, she hears it and she freaks out. I take off down the street. I keep walking and walking and walking until I get into a coffee shop. When I get into the coffee shop, I look around for some shelter. Not shelter, but just a place to hide. But like, the bathroom is really disgusting, and there's a line for a bus in front of the place. So I was like, just walking around, and as I'm walking around, I pass the old woman, who looked very similar to my English professor in college. And I passed the woman, and I was like, oh my god, that's the woman that whose car I just got out of. And finally, I was just like, okay, fine, like, let's do this, you know, let's own up to this. So I go up to her, and I was like, hey, look, I just wanted you to know, sorry, I didn't steal anything. I just needed to rest my eyes for a few minutes. And she's like, well, young man, you know, you really need to learn how to respect other people's property. So, then she was like, all right, well, I'm gonna have to call the police. And as we're like walking towards the door, she's like getting out her phone. And the guy who owns the cafe that we're in suddenly is like, wait, so-and-so, because he recognizes the woman. He's like, wait, so-and-so, we got a problem. I have no idea who this guy is. I've never seen him before. So they're like, how they're going to report me to the police if no one knows who I am? And she goes to a random stranger and she's like, can you take this young man's name down? And I was like, that was a weird thing to do. Anyway, at that point, I'm like, take off down the street like a bullet. Because I knew she couldn't do anything if she didn't know what my name was. So I take off down the street like a bullet. I'm running around the town square and everything. The whole time this woman's asking me, where are you from? She's just yelling it, trying to run as fast as me, but she can't. Where are you from? Where are you from? She's yelling. And then I woke up.